I don't think his farm's big enough to turn that around.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Don't tell him that, man.
It's a good one.
Welcome back to the Appalachian Farmcast, the only farmcast where farmcast is in the name. This is Cody Brabham from Winnow Glen Farm.
Was that a new tagline?
I was waiting for something magical to come to me. It just didn't hit yet.
Are you sure that's a fact?
No. Okay. No. You can fact check me. Send us an email when you find out otherwise. That email, by the way, appalachianfarmcast@gmail.com. Instagram, Appalachian_Farmcast. Facebook, Appalachian Farmcast. I'm Cody.
And I'm Tyler Rice from Pike Mountain Farm. I jumped.
And I'm Ryan. Too fast. I'm Ryan from Dying Breed Ranch. What's up, guys?
So we had a little break. We had people going in all directions and finally getting around to sitting back down, sharing some cups of coffee. And
I've already found three other farm guests.
I thought it was a pretty popular
thing. I'll totally redact what is it, redact the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Take we back start what over, it's okay. The best like farmcast in your feet.
There you go. There you go.
So, what's up, guys? Who's got something?
Oh, I haven't done anything for a week. I was out of town.
All right. Traveling man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ryan, you're up.
Just jump right
everything
into
was fine when I got back.
Yeah.
Hungry. I'm fine. I'm just kidding.
I was kidding.
You really want me to go second? You want to go? What do you got?
What? We're going to update real quick?
Yeah, just a quick.
Okay, so I'll keep it real quick. I think we'd started layman on the last episode.
Great. All right, Ryan.
Touche. So there's over 30.
Nice.
Lambs.
Wow.
The last time I heard from you, it was like six.
So yeah.
You've really
it comes quick. Yeah. It comes quick. Triplets, twins, singles. Thankfully, no quads. I tell you, your neighbor, Paula.
Yeah.
Wonderful person.
Yeah, she's a good neighbor.
Paula's a lifesaver. Paula has three of my lambs.
Yeah.
I've had a weird, and I'll dive into this later, but I've had some super tiny lambs being born. And I'm talking like normal weight on a pair of twins. I like to see 7 to 10 pound twins.
Okay.
They just do excellent.
And, a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as, 10 pounders on a first-time yearling ewe can be a little challenging, but I've had close to half a dozen lambs born less than 5 pounds this year. One of them weighed 3.8 pounds.
Wow. Yeah.
And you see it standing in the barn, and you go, you're not supposed to be out yet. But its twin was 7.5 pounds.
Took all the juice.
Yeah, something going on there. So, it was very spunky and very lively.
Yeah.
And, I've had 12-pound lambs before, which make a 7-pound lamb look small. But that 7-pound lamb looked like monster sheep.
Yeah.
That just knocked that little one out of the way of the udder. And so, yeah. And
so she's taking some of your bottle lambs.
Yep. She's had a few that were just either a little slow to start or was way too small for the twin. And I was worried about, falling behind or maybe mama didn't love it and I'm tight on space and needed lambing jugs freed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Paula's been great. So, shout out to Paula.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I'll just stick with that. It's been busy lambing. We're not done yet. We're, I'm going to say 80%+ done.
I just have one question. What's your ram count?
It's not great.
I was afraid of
it's
that.
Not great.
That's probably better for me, actually.
I think, let's just say if there's 30 lambs down there at the moment, we're probably 2-1 ewe to ram.
Wow. And that's been common for you for the last couple of years.
Yeah. I don't know. Hmm. And it's not because of any rams, because they've all been different.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe my flock just likes giving. It's something, a great problem to have.
Something in the water.
Yeah. 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 So
yeah,
I've got some people coming soon to check out some more ewes for starter flocks and
awesome.
Mature ewes I'm going to move and stuff like that. And so
if anybody's interested, get a hold of you, right?
Quickly. reach out.
Or get on the list for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening to this and it's not today.
Yeah. If it's not today, which it will not be.
Yeah. So I'll leave it at that. It's been busy. I'm tired.
Yeah. Late nights.
Lamb checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess I'm next.
I really didn't have anything. My dad took care of stuff at the farm and did a great job, and all the animals were fine when I got home.
You had a nice trip. You made it safe and sound.
Had a nice trip. Yep.
Good. Cool.
That was it.
Yeah.
We should tell people in case they just listen for the first time. You went to sunny Florida.
I did. I went to sunny Florida, not California, as Cody thought I was going when I said the Sunshine State.
Last time. A stab every now and then.
But, we drove to Florida for a wedding. It was good. Wedding was good. Didn't rain. It was outside. So it was good. All good.
Right on.
It rains like every day in Florida, though. That's weird that it didn't rain.
It didn't rain at all when we were down there. And it was nice.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
Must have been hit with propaganda.
You've never been to Florida?
No.
Really?
I had never been there until last Tuesday.
You've never been to Disney?
Nope. I've barely left West Virginia. Barely.
I don't want to totally derail this conversation, but I was, as somebody who's been anti-Disney for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just been like, whatever, why would I want to go there?
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Look at you. Did you get the mouse ears?
No.
Okay.
No, we went to like mostly the Star Wars stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The whole thing. But these are all separate. I mean, there's Disney stuff there, obviously. But
sure.
It was, it's just really well done.
Yeah.
I mean, I told my dad, I'm like, I think if you were walking and you bumped into the wall and like scratched the wall, or this is just an example. Doesn't sound stupid now I'm saying it out loud, but like, somebody would be behind you with a paint to touch the wall up.
Yeah, they're like, just on top of it.
Like, people walking around everywhere, picking up. Like, if you dropped a piece of paper, it would not lay on the ground for more than probably 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's crazy clean.
Yeah. That's
Everything's wild. Perfect. I mean,
like,
a friend
I wouldn't
of ours,
expect that. I don't know.
A friend of ours worked there in college, and he said that was like, I mean, he had told me that before, but I didn't. I was like, okay, whatever. But when you get there and see it, you're like, oh, it really is. Yeah,
that's good.
It's
I mean, it should be. You're like,
yeah.
It's not cheap to go.
And like the Star Wars thing, even the bathrooms were themed like
Star Wars. That's what I've heard, the Star Wars stuff, like, it's supposed to be really cool. Nice.
Like, yeah. It bleeds over everywhere.
And then like the coolest thing was there's like sound effects because there's speakers everywhere. So there's this noise that's like from the movies and things. And so it'll like, sound like ships like flying over. But they're not.
Yeah, I mean.
But, like, it sounds like they are because they, like, come from one side and, like, go. And everybody's, like, heads go up and look, but there's nothing there. It's just, like,
it's
cool.
That's pretty wild.
Just stuff like that. The Coke bottles look different. They don't even say Coke on there, like, in the Star Wars language or whatever. Like, it's cool.
That's, like, pretty elaborate. That's, like, more than I would expect.
Oh, it's, It's
crazy. They go all out.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But, yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
And a wedding, you know, that was good. That was what we really went for.
And the wedding was good.
Yeah.
There we go.
And you're back now.
And we're back.
All right.
Nice. Ron? Well, in the spirit of being back.
Yeah.
We're back. I'm back to leaving.
Boom.
Like, I don't know how else to segue
how
into that.
Say it either. Mike just kind of threw it to you.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Long story short, I had a unmissable opportunity come up that I'm gonna take.
Hey.
It was not an easy decision, but if you're listening to this, I might still have some cows for sale, but probably not. I think they're leaving tonight.
Hopefully, reach out quickly.
We'll reach out quick if you're interested. So dumping the few cattle, dumping off the few cows that I do have, and you know, getting out of everything for the most part. So I did not submit my farmer's market application for this coming season because I will not be living in this state at that point, actually in the next few weeks. So yeah, heading down to North Carolina for a really good opportunity that, like I said, I couldn't pass up. So
yeah,
it was not an easy decision to do. I mean, you guys have been listening in anyway, and this is the first time anybody else is hearing about it on here anyway.
Right. So. I mean, it's not, I mean, just from our end, it's been almost a month of you like thinking about
delivery.
Yep.
So pros and cons and all that. I mean, it's not an easy thing to walk away from here for sure, but just going to be able to do a lot more for myself and future family.
Sure.
So that was where it really ultimately came down to, is more successful chance, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of touches base on, we've hinted around and are going to do a deep dive, probably deeper than what we've done in the past, about, you know, when to look at your operation, how to look at your operation, in affiliation with what's your goal of it.
Yeah.
You know, when is it okay to hang it up, press the pause button,
change direction, maybe.
Change direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't even think, and I mean, I haven't asked you this, but I don't think, knowing you the way I do, you're done farming the rest of your life. It's just you're taking a break on it for this season and starting in a new location.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm not immediately a potential starting a farm down there or anything. Obviously, got a job to go do.
Yeah.
they'll definitely, if, you know, if, depending on where we find a place to live and all that stuff, like, I still would like to have at least some backyard chickens.
Hard to go from 500 to none.
To none, yeah. I'd like to have some eggs of my own, honestly. Sure. Like, that's been a big benefit.
Well, yeah, and I mean, this is not the same city that you're going to, but we were in Florida, and I saw eggs at a farmer's market. We had to go to a farmer's market while we were on vacation because, you know, we had to check it out.
Support.
And, places. You know, it was a different kind of farmer's market. They had pineapples and coconuts there, but... the world's greatest pineapples, the guy said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dang. I mean, they were good. I tried them.
It's like world's best cup of coffee.
Well, you did it. You did it.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, eggs were $9 a dozen at this point.
Take that, people who think our $5 and $6 a dozen eggs are too expensive.
Right. Now, I mean, growing eggs at the beach probably is more expensive. Yeah. I was thinking, like, possibly. Where does this guy get feed?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll probably have to ship it in, yeah.
So, yes, probably makes sense.
So, yeah, not, you're, I mean,
more metro.
Not leaving because it's not working. Not leaving because it's not potentially successful. It's just.
It's an opportunity that I could pass. Hard to pass, yeah. No, yeah. And we're not, there's no faulting here. I mean,
no, I think we both were like,
yeah, you'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, that was the
situation. Yeah.
Conversations
I mean,
we had.
There's some of my family thought I was crazy when I came here to start this anyway.
So, right. Well, you know.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, full circle, it's going to be a good opportunity back where I was, same company,
nice.
Working with and for a lady that I used to work with. So I think it's going to be really good. A lot of really like near growth, like soon growth.
Yeah, it's quick. It's coming quick.
Going to happen too. And like potential to even go beyond where I was and where I'm going to be when I start back off. So,
okay.
Yeah. So,
awesome. Right on.
Awesome, man.
So,
a nice year.
Yeah, it's been a great vacation. I mean, well,
hard working
vacation. Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't the right word, but you know what I meant.
But yeah, no, it's been a fun year. Like, I wouldn't have
sabbatical.
Like, I wouldn't do anything different, like, for sure. I mean, it's been a great year. And you learn a lot, even just trying stuff, right? Doing stuff. And
yeah.
Something I never fully had farmed, obviously, like on my own. We had the family farm growing up, but
yeah.
So
you don't have to shave your beard or anything to go there, do you?
Not off. I mean, it's shorter.
Okay.
Just because it was already going to be shorter. I was like planning to trim it anyway, but now it's spring and it's getting warm and
yeah.
So
I was,
but I will not ever shave it clean. Like, I'm not. I look like a weirdo.
Yeah, I did that one time, and my wife was like,
"Where did my chin go?" That's
yeah, not
right.
Yeah. It's so you're going to see some changes around here, I guess, to loop it into the podcast world.
Right.
We're going to hear some changes.
You're going to hear bingo.
You'll see nothing for a while. It might be easier for the video now with just two people, but
yeah.
But our plan all along has been to have guests on the podcast. So now it's a little kick in the butt to me and Cody to make that happen.
And Ryan,
that you'll never hear from Ryan again.
Right. I'll
probably, you know, check in with him and see how he's like, I'm done.
I'm never talking to you guys ever again. No,
we'll that's probably
we'll
true.
Tiptoe around that Zoom trying to patch somebody in and
Oh, it's not going to be fun.
It's not.
It's way easier to get just all three of us get here in person. But
we can make it work pretty good, though, I think.
Yeah, I'm saying with, like, random people that we try to get in as guests. That's kind of the part of the reason we haven't done it in the first place, because I'm like,
it's easier to be on site together.
Yeah. Conversation, I feel, flows better. Visual cues and all that stuff. But
right.
Yeah, so.
But we'll do it.
It'll be a little season of change for all of us, and.
And I'm just glad that we didn't make the logo with our three faces in it.
Yeah.
Because that would, you know.
You just got to go through the, like, the high school girl breakup and, like, tear my face off of the off the corner of the photo.
In the middle. Yeah. The caricature drawing where Ryan's torn off the side of
it. Would have been funny if it was he was in the middle and we just, like, come up with this elaborate logo and put it on, in front of his face.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. So, good thing we didn't do that. Yeah. Or all the AI images that we spent afternoon.
Yeah, that stuff's already gotten better since we even tried to.
Yeah, they were creepy then. They're still a little creepy.
Look like Deliverance characters.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Or the, what were those movies, Wrong Turn? That's what it reminded me.
Yeah, that's true. Which is in West Virginia. It's supposed to be in West Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Which is not. It's filmed in Canada, but whatever. Yeah. Fun fact.
So. Yeah, I mean, there will be some changes, but the podcast is not going anywhere. We have no, you know, intention to stop the podcast.
We're going to ramp it up. You know.
Dang,
Cody. More.
Yeah. You're going to...
I'm just throwing it out there.
Cody's going to put those new Apple Vision goggles on.
And Vision Pro.
Live streaming, slamming.
Ooh. I tell you, there'd be a good way for us to get kicked off YouTube quickly, because there are some sites in Laming that are just... It's a lot.
Can't unsee.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or they're, I mean, maybe not, but when you have cows, anytime you go to do stuff like move them or sort them or work on them, there's usually some YouTube unfriendly language involved. Is lambing in the same vein?
Oh, yeah. That's that's a part of why I don't get a lot of help from my family that I live with.
For an hour and a half.
Yeah, Courtney said, you just start making noises. You're not even using words sometimes. Like, I need people to understand my cues. And, yeah, frustrations of moving and working animals.
It's hard to...
It's tough to...
Yeah.
It's a stressful event.
Yeah.
Hard to communicate.
You get away to the end, and then you're just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I told her. I said, we'll be done soon, and then we can just sit back and relax and watch them. She said, yeah, relax and watch them. When have you ever just sat back and watched? Like, okay.
Yeah. There's brief moments.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, no, we have reached out. I've sent a couple messages out to some people. You know, hopefully we get some people in here with some different takes on the farming, homesteading scene. In similar, slightly altered areas of where we're at, you know, trying to stick with this Appalachian theme, you know, farming here, homesteading here isn't the same as it is in Iowa or Florida.
Right. I saw lots of different farms and homesteads along the roads.
Yeah.
Interstates on the way back. And, there was a lot of like, wow, what would I do with that big flat field that has green grass in it in March?
Right.
You know? But then I'm like, oh, what's it like here in August? So,
yeah,
you know, it's back and forth. As my son put it, West Virginia's paradise when we got back. So,
bingo. You
know, nice. I was
happy to be back.
Yeah.
The mountains to just hold me and keep me safe.
I feel like that's a song lyric or a poem or something.
Somewhere, yeah.
So
I didn't come up with it, I'm sure.
In preparation to head out, other than moving cattle, anything you want to divulge about, like what's your thought process on, I mean, if people were ever finding themselves in that same boat, like what's some of the steps you've had to take as the manager of the farm? What all do you have to line up and what do you have to move? What can remain?
So, I mean, it's going to depend on the scenario. Like, obviously, this is not a, like, where I'd own this place and I'm selling it or anything like that. So, like, stuff's going to stay, right? Like, most of our, like, my uncle and my dad are going to keep their group of cattle. So, the farm's still going to run. to whatever level they want to run it as. And so, like, we're not, you know, I don't have, it's not like I have tractors and mowers and all this stuff to sell, which would be just unfathomable right now. I don't even know.
Like, having a big auction or something.
Yeah, maybe. Some sort of estate sale or some crazy stuff. Like, I've got, like, I've got a side-by-side for sale, probably.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Tyler, you want to?
No, got one.
But you don't have one with six wheels.
It's true. I have one with
Cody four wheels. Cody doesn't actually have one.
I don't have one at all.
He's going to need one.
I don't think his farm's big enough to turn that around.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Don't tell him there, man.
No, it's a good
It's buggy. A really nice side-by-side.
If anybody needs a six-by Ranger. It's a Ranger, right?
No, a Can-Am Defender.
Never mind. Yeah. I've ridden in it.
I drove it. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's really nice.
I went on, we went on like a 50-mile like ride the other day, me and my dad.
Nice.
He took his, I took mine. We were actually all the way up by your house. I might. I might not sell it.
Well, you might take it and then trade it in on something.
And like, I'm lucky to like, it can sit here for a month or two. Because like,
store it.
Yeah.
Nobody's leaving our family property, so like,
that's true.
Then I can, now I'm putting it on the world, so I'm just gonna come steal the dang thing. But,
but if anybody's in the market for
Anybody's in the market, I got a pretty sweet 6x6.
So,
but yeah, basically for me, it's like the animals that I've invested in, so my cattle, chickens, and all the equipment. And I've already got that in line, so I've got buyers for the egg layers and
nice.
They're getting the deal of a lifetime with like egg washers and trailers and nesting boxes and feeders and baskets and trays and
I just had
egg cartons and
nice.
I mean, I just had a friend asking about the egg washing machine, what you used, because he was starting to look into one.
I was just about to buy a new one, actually.
Yeah,
see if I get like a bigger,
like
the automated,
like the one at our poultry processor had one, but it was used and it was like a new price, and I was like, nah,
it was expensive.
They're expensive, like $8,000.
Yeah, it'd be a huge time saver on scale.
Yeah
just like everything else.
Yeah. Well, it's like I was planning on if I went to like 1,000 birds or something like that, like I was definitely gonna have to go a little quicker on the egg washing. But
So you're not having to pluck up T-posts or, you know, remove fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Your netting and stuff will probably go with
chickens
too. That makes it less stressful when you can do these package. You know, if somebody's wanting to just show up and buy 10 birds, and trying to navigate 30 of those people, that's tough to do.
Well, I was thinking about that. I thought, well, if you couldn't find a buyer, I was like, well, shoot, I should just buy all of them and like advertise them, because I have the place to keep them. And like just sell them off like twosies, threesies, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For like consignment.
I probably could have sold the live birds pretty quick.
Always.
Eventually would.
If they weren't coming in to take them over.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still laying. It's like they're still young enough. They're laying great.
Yeah.
They're healthy birds. I mean,
year old. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're just now turning a year. So,
I used to think with those red sex links about just keeping them a season and selling. That's what I did the first couple years.
I mean, that's what we always did. And it does.
I'm telling you now, though, I've got some birds, which it's hard to tell, but I've got a lot of birds now that aren't just red.
Yeah.
The ones that I do have that are red, I've got some that are 2-3 years old and still going. I thought about, well, I could phase them out and get some newer, younger birds, but it's kind of one of those deals where likely something's going to get picked off at some point anyway, so why get rid of them?
Yeah,
you know, maybe there'll be a buffer.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to lose a few here and there, predators or something. So.
Yeah, and it's one. I mean,
guard dogs.
One of those things. Whatever scale you're on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dogs. Yeah.
No, they haven't. My dogs have been good. They haven't.
That's good.
Well, they don't have access to the chickens right now, but
yeah. So yeah, I mean, long story short, we're pretty lucky to be able to. Like, I'm not even taking most of my personal stuff. Like, I'm taking clothes.
Yeah.
And the dog. Like, we're going.
And your fiance.
And your fiance.
Well, yeah.
You should take her.
That was implied, I thought. My bad. Okay. I mean,
she's going to stay here and take care of the farm.
Oh, gosh.
That's our new seat.
I do not think that's happening. But so then, like, once I find a house or, like, figure out where exactly we're living, then I'll come back and grab all the rest of my stuff. I mean, we're going half a day's drive away, so it's right. Like not that far.
Yeah.
Real estate market.
I remember when I was a kid and I first was driving that far, I was like, this takes forever.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yeah, down here it's 300 miles, 350, something like that. Not a big deal.
No, we just drove 1,000 and it was not fun, but it.
Well, it's like when I moved from Colorado back here, it's like you got to be ready to go. You're not going to make that trip a few times, taking everything in once.
Right.
So luckily, I don't have to do that.
Places go real quick. Have you seen places you get
like
interested
all
in?
All the houses that we've looked at, like online, we're like, this is going to be perfect. Hopefully, it's gone.
That's tough.
It's just like we talked about in that last episode. Like,
yeah,
stuff changing hands before it even goes, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we almost, there was one that was like a pending, it was like coming soon or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's it. Like, that's going to be the one. And it, like, I was like, we should buy this before it fully goes on the market. And it, like, the day it went on the market, it was sold. And I was like, son of a gun. Missed it.
I got an idea.
That's how real estate is here, too.
Mm-hmm.
You do Airbnb on a hobby farm, pay for it for a little while, then go into squatter's rights, take over the hobby farm. You're in the area for work. You've got...
No.
I'm totally kidding, but I followed some stories about there was a dude in New York that had stopped paying his mortgage like 20 years ago.
What?
Yeah. And just kept finding all these little cracks in the system and they couldn't kick him out. And it took him 20 years to kick him out of that house.
So
he made, I think, 2 mortgage payments or something.
So ultimately, he got kicked out.
Yeah.
And he put 20 years of work into something. And
free rent.
Got kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do not condone. Next
no. Place. No. I say it totally. Not paying
your bills.
Please. Pay your bills, people.
If you sign up to pay, pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
That was the big announcement for the day. But yeah, we wish you the best of luck. We'll stay in touch, obviously, and yeah, you can.
No, I'm going to change numbers. And I'm not talking to
anybody. He's like, I don't want any more Russell Dickerson recommendations.
He's moving down there where there's a lot more contemporary country type people you'll probably hear it blaring.
Yeah.
At the Tractor Supply.
Probably.
I probably won't be at the Tractor Supply as much, to be fair.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not never. But oh, you'll be as
there.
Much.
I went there lots of times before I had a farm.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, it's a good spot. I'll just go hang out. Rural King's got free popcorn. Like, if they got one, I could go get popcorn.
You know, I don't know if they have them that
they
far
do.
South.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they don't have popcorn anymore. And I was like, they do.
Oh, no, they definitely have popcorn. That's the only reason I stop in there sometimes.
just grab the free popcorn and turn around and walk right back out.
I've never actually done that. But
yeah.
There's been times where I'm like, well, I could run to get this at... You know, Southern States or whatever, like any other.
But
like, yeah, I'll go to Rural King's. I guess popcorn.
Yeah.
See, it's all the way on the other side of town.
I don't get to eat popcorn anymore with my stomach.
No,
it's such a shame. But anytime we go to the movies or something.
But I had it recently, and it was just like not a Rural King. I just like we popped some popcorn, and I was like, it wasn't. I don't know. It's the first time I had it in a long time, and just didn't hit the same. I don't know.
It's your 75 hard messed up your taste buds.
I guess
you put real butter on it. That's why.
Do you melt your own butter and put it on?
Yeah. Especially microwave popcorn, you got to make it better.
Whoa.
You get the kind without butter on it, then put butter in it.
Mm. So I always feel like that'd make it like soggy.
A little bit, but it still tastes good.
Yeah. Good with the bad.
So this popcorn at Star Wars is green and blue.
That's natural.
Oh, yeah.
Blue dye number 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still.
Is it number 12?
I like number 12. Yeah. Shots.
It's definitely probably not non-GMO corn. Actually, popcorn. I think most popcorn is not genetically modified, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway. But, yeah, I don't know. When we talked about a lot of things to talk about with this, but, like, you know, there's a thought of, in all kinds of situations on the farm of like you make any decision, not as big a decision as Ryan had to make, but you know, small decisions all the time. Like years ago when we when Ryan, well, years ago we decided this, but a year ago we sold all of our egg equipment to Ryan.
Yeah.
Because we had made the decision to get out of eggs. And that was like the first thing we started on the farm. But like knowing when to stop something is an important thing to do.
Yeah, we probably should have got into this a little earlier in the scatterbrained episode, but
no, I think I think we can talk just briefly on it. But it's one of those things like you can't, you know, let you know. There's two words like I keep thinking of that you don't want to, one is a four letter word of quit. Like you don't want that word
to yeah.
be like this negative thing, like, well, I can't quit. Like it's
I went through that with this decision, sure. Am I failing? Am I quitting? Like,
well, the other word I had was pride. Like, yeah. you can't let, like,
yeah,
because somebody somewhere is going to be like, oh, yeah, I know why that Ryan guy left because couldn't make it. And it's like, no, yeah. that's not why. You don't yeah. know all the, yeah. you know, and it's the same thing. Like,
I'm well, sure you could have said the same thing about getting rid of eggs. Like,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, that was the thought I had. I mean, yeah. I legit had that thought of like, I'm not stopping doing eggs because everyone told me we couldn't make it doing eggs.
Right.
And well, I mean,
your sales and stuff. I mean, people were buying the product. So it's not, that wasn't the issue at all. It was, yeah, sometimes if you get an opportunity to take, you just like, well, I can come back to this later. Maybe later in life you go, well, I want to go back to West Virginia. The family farm's still the family farm.
Yeah.
Still available. Yeah. Getting out of enterprises is, I guess if a person's not in it, which we live in such a culture of people wanting to automatically put their thoughts out as fact on something they don't know about. But
what I think that's,
yeah.
speaking of like culture and stuff, like it's the last, what, year and a half, 2 years or more, and then going forward, even right now, it's as big as ever, but like so many people are like, I just want a farm. I just want to like yeah. get some land. I just want to have a little farm, a little homestead. Say, and
no,
it's like,
you don't.
But well, sometimes you'd maybe you really don't want to do that. If you, especially like, there's a lot of people that are like really trying to get into it that have never done it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it looks so, they see the Instagram and they're like, this is cute. And the these Instagram, animals are great.
But Instagram like, gives you bring dozens one of, those of people, filters for a reason.
Bring one of those people over on lambing day.
Yeah.
And let them go, right. I don't really want to be a part of this at all.
Yeah.
Let them yeah.
Clean 40 dozen eggs.
Yeah. Or when you got a cow that you got to put down.
Yep.
Yeah. Because of something or whatever.
Yeah. yeah. Or have it spent the fun. Last 7 years and not went on vacation.
Yes.
Like yeah. ever.
Well, that was just to be upfront, like that was a discussion we had of like, she's got family in Colorado. I've got some family out west too.
Mm-hmm.
We do stuff. I mean, I like to go travel and do stuff like we've,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's a so reality
like
of
a reality farm. Of being here is like, yeah. I'm not taking vacations. And we didn't really this year. We took like one
yeah.
that we had to go to. And, you know, like just you got back just now and it's like, man, who's going to take care of this? And like, what if your dad wasn't able to do it? And like,
right.
Well, I didn't go. And it was I would have been the guy probably taking care of it this year.
We didn't have that much going on. I mean, luckily, there's no way if this wedding would have been in the summer, I would have had to stay home.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that sucks because then you're like a miss.
Well, I wouldn't have wanted to go to Florida in the summer either, but I'm just kidding.
You're in a prime season. You know, you all don't have kids yet and, yeah, and you plans, can make this move.
Yeah.
You know, and chase any kind of dream, you know, you want to in that time. When, yeah, kids start showing up, those moves become even mm-hmm. more difficult.
Well, and the timing of it was a little fortuitous.
Yeah.
Because it was 3 weeks before the, you know, applications for the market were due. It was,
yeah.
And all of your state applications and all that all are due of that at the same time.
Renewals. Yeah, like
you had to redo all that
stuff. Aligned well to help aid the decision.
I didn't have, we had 500 laying birds on order that had not, but you know, if they were already here and I was running 500 brand new birds that weren't laying,
yeah,
I'd be like, I already committed to like this whole year, kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
sure. Not that you couldn't sell them, there's always a way, but
yeah, but it would have been a lot more difficult.
For me, like the timing just worked out where I was like, this is if there's ever a time to try this, like this is the time, so
yeah, yeah.
Well, and it is does get different too when you have, you know, like, you know, with. Like in Cody or I's situation with kids and family, and mm-hmm. you're like really, I don't know how else to put it. This is not a farm joke, but it's like you're rooted in way more. Like, I mean, you're from here, yeah. but you have been gone longer than you lived here.
Yeah, for sure.
So
we didn't have kids in schools. We weren't, you know.
Well, we're just involved in the community, and your kids are involved yeah. in everything that's going on. And that also is part of the reason we walked away from eggs, and like we're going to do the market less this year is one of the things we're doing. It's different, like, because of family and kids.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to miss every single yeah. Saturday of my kids' life.
Yeah. Your lives. Kids are at that prime age. They're probably playing sports or doing something extracurricular.
Right. Yeah.
That's a hard word to chew on.
For you to say. Words are hard. But it's one of those things. Like, those are all things you got to consider with the farm. And you can't.
Yeah.
It's just not everyone's thing is going to look the same. And not, you know, what you think you want might not be what you really want.
I mean, there's people that don't want to vacation.
Right.
You know, you're like, I want to be on a piece of property and I never want to leave and I don't want to see another single human being.
I find myself in that boat, but I didn't marry the person in the same boat.
Sure.
So we're trying to vacation more.
Yeah.
You know, something that came to mind with you saying all that is for people that are looking to get into it. I mean, we talked somewhat about this stuff a little while ago, but a thing that might not be terrible to have is actually sitting down. If it's just you, if it's you and a partner, whatever, sit down, make a business plan and actually map it out. What's it going to look like? And don't just draw sunshine and rainbows on a piece of paper. Like get real with some numbers.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can. Yeah. You're 100% right. Make sure you have your, like, I compared it to being on the interstate because I've spent, yeah. you know, 4 days on the interstate in the last week. And
you're going to make it home tonight?
Yeah. I'm rolling out of Pittsburgh. So it was actually the opposite direction. But the it's like, you know, I completely derailed.
Sorry. Business plan compared to the interstate.
Yeah, like you got to make sure you're going in the right direction
yeah.
for what you want to do, like growing-wise. I mean, to make it work, you might have to get 10 times bigger than what you start at.
Yeah.
To make it a profitable like a farm. Profitable, if you want yeah. your whole family to live and work on the farm and no one has an off-farm job,
yeah,
your farm is going to have to be a lot bigger than you imagine it's going to have to
yeah.
be, and a lot busier than you imagine it's going to have to be, and a lot more people working for you that you're going to have to pay for, and then in turn make it bigger than that. Like, that's a whole episode we could go into, and we probably will need to in the future, of like, these are the hard facts, and like maybe we come at it with numbers.
Yeah.
Like,
because if you were to stay, Ryan, for your year number two in it, would you have been able to do the same scale with it being your primary
so the occupation, plan,
would you have stayed the same? Would you have grown? What would
definitely needed to grow? I mean, 100% needed to
make
grow.
It work.
The eggs right. for the year, the plan was going to be to stay about the same.
Okay.
Because we had a surplus a few times over the summer. I mean, they hit peak season and they're laying like crazy. Sure. And, you know, I'm down there washing eggs. Like, I don't know what to do with all these eggs.
If you're listening to this and you're in the Morgantown area and you have eggs, like, you should have, it's too late now. So sorry about your luck. You should have filled out an application for the Morgantown Farmers Market because there's going to be
deficit a massive
of eggs shortage this year. Yeah. There. I should probably scale up my eggs a little bit. Well,
I'm in Fairmont.
But, and then, like, what we noticed last year is, like, we definitely did better on the weeks that we weren't sold out of beef.
Okay.
So we would sell beef and eggs. It was all we had this year.
Complimentary purchase.
But it's like, I feel like when I was that one product weeks of like, all we have is eggs, we're out of beef, it was like you could definitely tell.
Okay.
We still had the reliable egg customers and the people coming back, but like when you can give like, hey, here's a pound of beef and a dozen eggs, like a lot of people would tend to buy multiples instead of just coming to get one dozen eggs and turn around and leaving.
Right. And different markets call for different things because literally the complete opposite where I'm at, my egg customers started questioning about lamb, and that let people try lamb who maybe hadn't before. They were coming to get the eggs already, and we'll throw a pack of ground lamb in there, you know. So.
Well, we had that too. I mean, because we were new,
yeah.
And so there was people that were like, "Oh, we used to buy meat from this place,
yeah.
So let's try your meat." And then, you know, some people like it, some people don't, or whatever. But or if they find it cheaper, or find it ours is a better value, or whatever, you get that. benefit. And then one of the weeks we were sold out, it was definitely worse. So we, like, our plan was definitely to be able to keep beef in stock more often this year to try to scale that. And then go beyond that for the next
few years. Well, you were talking about doing meat chickens, like that was in the
potential
works.
Potential of meat chickens. Eventually, we were going to do pigs, and like that was going to be probably a next year problem, but...
Yeah, it would be a problem.
Well, yeah, that's why I said it the way I said it.
It was not an accidental word.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like, you know, and then the farther along that path you go, the more locked in to that path you are.
And, yeah.
And that's something with our farm in year, what, like 7 or 8, whatever we're at now.
Yeah.
Where we have been heading, like, is we can still change directions, but if we would have grown enough to where both of us were making the income off the farm and living, like, we would have been so far down that road. There would be no exits in sight.
If she didn't have a job. We would have
been so big. Had to have
an employee or
got
two.
All these other properties near us tied up, and it was just been a whole different thing. And that's not what either of us really wanted out of the farm.
Yeah. You were flirting with that at one point because you were mentioning to me a year or two ago about possibly hiring, you know, a part-time additional workforce on the farm.
Yeah, it's stuff we've talked about. I mean, we talked about hiring somebody to go to the market for us.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well,
it's like you got to get big enough to make it work, but then at that scale, can I manage it at this point or how many additional people does it take to make it work? Yeah, and then your profits are going back down.
Extra person is extra
that's right.
cost.
It's a slippery slope.
I mean, that's any business, but farming, the margins are very slim.
Yeah.
And that's just all stuff you have to consider.
Yeah, you got to do it for the love of it, not for it's not a get rich quick.
No, and then to make it work, like it's got to get big quick.
Yeah,
or not. I mean, doesn't it's got to get big quick,
and that's where
or you got to have some other money coming in somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe that's where the business side of farming. You know, we flirt with tapping into the homesteading. You know, which we've got a fair amount of listeners that. Or at the homesteading level, and I think that's how, you know, at least a portion of we all got started as supply for ourselves, and then can you do it enough for other people? But, yeah, it's a lot to consider. A lot to consider. I guess we could, that since that's kind of the highlight for the week, I'll kind of leave it at that, and then
I
we
think
can...
so.
So
we just...
In conclusion,
wrap it up, Ryan. What have you been listening to? We got to get one more recommendation out of you at least. You might be on next week.
I'll probably be on next week
for sure.
We'll probably be back next week for one more. But okay. I should be.
I mean, we don't want to hear anything you have to say next week. Yeah. We don't care. But I'm just kidding.
What have I been listening to? Nothing. I haven't really listened to anything.
Great recommendation.
Yeah.
He's been preoccupied. Again, like
I have been preoccupied with a lot of different things, but
a little busy.
Yeah, I'm still out of my political cycle of listening to like political podcasts. I'm like,
I've tapped out of all this.
Yeah.
A week of being in the car with the family. I haven't listened to anything either that.
You listen to like road tripping songs.
Nice. I actually listened to a lot of movies playing in the back seat. I don't know what was happening on the screen, but I could hear it.
Yeah,
or like. Like the sound of them playing their Nintendo Switches.
I
could just hear the sounds of what was going on, which were clutch for the road trip. Just lots less asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, only times they really asked that was in a joking way. It'd be like, they knew we weren't there yet. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, what we were listening to, so it was funny. I would just find myself like, you just hit, like pull up Spotify or something and just find a playlist that's curated. So just kind of like go and listen to it for a while. And for some reason, I don't know why I did this, but I was like, it was recommended to me all these country playlists. And I clicked on one and it was the 2010s.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh yeah, this is cool. Like, I'll listen to that. And then I've started and I'm like, oh wait.
That would have been,
is when I stopped listening to
the radio,
like modern country music. That so we listened to it for a while, until eventually Tiff, my wife, was like, I can't. Like, I hate all these songs. So I was like, me too. Anymore. I'm like, but I can't, like, I'm interested. Like, I would it's recognize like reminiscing songs
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I forget which was. I don't want to call the guy out because I really like him and he's not even in music anymore. It was Granger Smith. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now he's a pastor.
Yeah. He's in full-time ministry. Yeah. And
he's the one that did that.
Earl Bibbles, yeah.
I really like him. But his one song, The Back Road, I think it was like his first song.
Yeah.
Road, it's like, woo,
or whatever. My gosh, it's so rough.
I was listening to it.
It's so
and like,
rough.
It's just like halfway through. And because we had the map up, so I didn't know who it was at first. And I'm like, I got to click over and see who this is. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense. And she's just like, I can't take it. Like, this song is not good.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not that it's that bad. It's just that it sounds like everything else that was out at that time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, but this was like one of the first ones, I think. Like, everything sounded like this because it was so big. I mean, I don't know that for sure. I just was tapped out of music, country music at that time. Mm-hmm. So, but it was just funny to be like, oh, yeah, everything sounded like this for a long time. And so then we went back. And it was like, okay, let's look at the early 2000s playlist. So that's we played better. It. And I'm like, wow, it was a world different. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows 90s was great.
Yeah, the best.
But like the early 2000s one had, like, you know, you still had a little bit of Terry Clark and like Brooks and Dunn. Like, they were still relevant were still in the there, early 2000s. Because that would have been like, you know, we were in high school still. Yeah.
But you had like what, like Rascal Flatts? But then it would come in around Rascal Flatts,
Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, people like that were getting big then.
Yeah.
And then you had like the beginning of like Jason Aldean, Eric Church, when and like they for all first were coming out
when
too.
They were good.
Yeah, and it was just different. And he had people that you completely forgot about, like we were listening and it was playing like Phil Vassar, Jamie O'Neill, like people like that. Goodness, it was man. Fun. And then that
guys Phil, Cody's never even heard of.
The no, Phil Vassar.
I've heard of those people. I'm just letting you all take your tangent.
So there was like the Phil Vassar song, Just Another Day in Paradise.
Yeah.
We're listening to it and I'm like, man, I looked over at Tiff and I was like, I have not heard this song since back when it was on the radio. Mm-hmm. I was like, this song hits way different.
That's a really good song.
Way different.
When you've got kids and if you're living that life.
Like, I'm like, we are the guy in this song now. I was like, wow. Yeah. So anyway, it was fun little.
On the opposite end, real quick, I did listen to 3.5 hours of Hank Williams Jr. on the Side by Side the other day.
It was
amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And probably, like all
Driving
hits.
On Gravel
every
Road.
Song was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, all
yeah.
of his albums were called Greatest Hits at one point.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cody.
I've got my dad's old Hank Jr. tapes still.
That's awesome.
I have one record of him because on the back of it, he's sitting next
petting
to
a mountain lion.
Petting a mountain lion.
Yeah,
it's the greatest album cover ever.
Yeah.
So I had mentioned being in between audiobooks. I'd finished the Gabe Brown Dirt to Soil, was waiting on my next credit to show up. So I just started blowing through a bunch of podcasts and getting updated from them, and I got my new book that I'm starting, and it's a Meat Eater put it out. It's narrated by Steve Rinella and Clay Newcomb. It's called Meat Eater's American History: The Long Hunters. From it covers an area between 1761 to 1775, so the deer skin trade and, you know, market hunting.
Nice.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to get that going. They've really talked it up and really hyped it as going into a level of depth on that time period that people haven't gone before. And it's, you notice it ends at 1775, right before what happened in 1776. So I'm really kind of excited to dive into that one. But
what happened?
Well, this thing called America.
Anyway,
but no, thanks everybody for tuning in. You'll still be hearing from us and we'll be back with more stuff soon, so best of luck to Ryan and his new venture. And this is Appalachian Farmcast. Reach out to us, find us on the socials, appalachianfarmcast@gmail.com. Spread the word. It's still getting out there and reaching some new places. We've reached foreign shores.
Oh, I did see that. Yes.
Several.
Yeah.
I guess they were all on the same boat
and they just offloaded at different places. But we are over there.
Yep. We finally made it.
So, yeah, check us
worldwide.
Out. Instagram, Appalachian_Farmcast. I'm Cody Brabham, Winnow Glen Farm.
And Tyler Rice from Pike Mountain Farm.
And Ryan McCartney, formerly known as Dying Breed Ranch.
Hey, see you all. Sale on t-shirts?
Dude, they're probably going to be free if anybody wants one.
I'm in.
Boom, I'll take it. I mean, some, not all.